AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A mixed showing so far on Wall Street as investors wait to hear what's next from the Federal Reserve on interest rates after two recent bank collapses. As a New York grand jury weighs an indictment against Donald Trump in a hush money case, in Washington, the former president remains under scrutiny for the handling of classified documents. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
There are several Trump investigations going on. The Manhattan DA's case revolves around how alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels was accounted for. In the D.C. case, a judge has ruled federal prosecutors will be able to again question a Trump lawyer before a grand jury over classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. And in the New York Attorney General's civil case, Trump and his company are accused of a years-long fraud scheme. Trump's lawyer in that case, Alina Habba, said yesterday he's not concerned about any of it.
No, he's not scared.
Trump calls it all political witch hunts. An indictment wouldn't stop his presidential campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
More severe weather is moving into California. A huge cypress tree crushed a Prius in Gregory Griffin's neighborhood in Santa Cruz, California.
We're safe here now. I live right here, and I've been watching this tree for the last few storms as it's been just like going and listing, and then the roots have been just like heaving. The ground's been like this. He's lucky to be alive. For sure, because that car is pretty total.
The latest storm is blamed for two deaths, and forecasters say more flooding is possible in parts of California. Lawmakers in Sweden overwhelmingly voted in favor of the country joining NATO, signing off on the country's membership along with the required legislation. The Supreme Court is hearing a spirited dispute between whiskey maker Jack Daniel's and the manufacturer of a squeaking dog toy that parodies the liquor bottle and the label. The question for the court is whether the toy maker infringed on Jack Daniel's trademarks. Arizona-based VIP Products produces the Bad Spaniels toy. This is AP News. TikTok CEO will tell members of Congress not to push for a ban.
CEO Shoji Chu plans to tell Congress on Thursday that TikTok is committed to user safety, data protection, and security. And he'll say that TikTok is also committed to keeping free from Chinese government influence. U.S. lawmakers have been worrying out loud about possible national security risks with TikTok. Its parent company, ByteDance, is based in Beijing. In prepared remarks released ahead of his appearance before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, Shoji Chu says ByteDance is not an agent of China or any other country. He says TikTok has never shared U.S. user data with the Chinese government, nor would TikTok honor such a request if one were ever made. I'm Rita Foley.
Two inmates in a jail in Virginia used primitively made tools to create a hole in the wall of their cell and escape, only to be found hours later at an IHOP restaurant nearby. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.